Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Maker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. Happy Friday Eve. Have your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of your United Way of South Winn and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great one out there. Terry and I are going to touch on some entertainment news in a little bit. We got some other fun stuff we'll be diving into, but it's 10 o'clock on a Thursday. Everybody knows what that means. Time for our Pet of the Week with our good friend Denise in the Southwood County Humane Society. Denise, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, everybody.
Always good to hang out with you. And we will get to our Pet of the Week and some cool things going on over at the Humane Society in a moment. But I do have a good story for you I wanted to share.
All right.
A Florida family's missing cat turned up weeks later at a North Carolina shelter more than 900 miles from home.
Wow.
The Kurtick Animal Shelter in North Carolina said on social media that an officer responded to a report of an injured cat in Corolla, was able to capture the feline and bring it back to the shelter on August 27th, where they were able to run the microchip of the cat and found that its home was 900 miles away.
Wow.
So not only does this cat have one heck of a story to tell, but this microchip that we talk about all the time came in so handy in this situation.
See, it's very good idea to have your pet's chip because this stuff can happen.
Make sure to do that, everybody, when you're looking into getting an animal. And when we talk about these things and how important that is, you can go to upi.com to see the complete article if you'd like. upi.com. I'd go there, if anything, to see this man and getting his cat back. I mean, look at that face on this guy.
He's happy.
That's super sweet.
Yeah.
That is great. Denise, I wanted to get an update on how things are going over at the shop. How are things at the shelter?
Very, very good. Thank you. We are having our second round of floor redo starting on Saturday, so we will be closed again this Saturday, but the first phase redo was fantastic. It's shiny. That's the way they're supposed to look. So we're excited that we're almost completely done with construction.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Really good to hear. And is this kind of the last project of the rebuilding? Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
It's the only one that's been lingering for a while, so...
Well, and I know, and this is going back a couple people, that it's been something that you guys wanted to do over there for a while. It's really cool to hear that all that is getting done, and really good for the animals, of course.
Because
as much as I love construction, I like our construction workers out there. I generally am very into that world and growing up in that world.
Yeah.
The animal population, not as much.
Not so much. Very distracting for them, and it's been nonstop stress for the past year, but we're almost done.
It's really hard to explain to them, this is really worth it, you guys. You're going to be so happy with
just
this.
Just hang
in
there.
Yeah. It's really, they don't get it. We also wanted to take a moment to talk on a great event that you all have coming up. You are going to be doing the Southwood County Humane Society's 5K9 Walk Run. That is coming up September 20th at beautiful Red Sands Pavilion over at Lake Wasecha.
Yep.
Getting closer and closer to this. How's it going? How are you guys feeling about it?
Really, really good. We have volunteers. We have a lot of raffle baskets and sponsors, but we need registrations. We need people walking and running. So go to the website and register, or you can stop in and we'll give you a paper registration.
I encourage you to do that, everybody. Get in there. Make sure to get registered. Not only are you going to be able to get outside and enjoy yourself with this, probably run into some people that maybe you don't get to all the time or maybe haven't seen in a while. That always happens at these runs. I hear it all the time. I was just promoting one the other day at an event, hosting it. And I just heard people talking. Where have you been? And all that.
Right. It's great.
All of that is great. You've got top pledge earners that could win things like first place $500 Walmart gift card, Kalahari package. Also got a thing from Quality Feed and Seed gift card, which that goes so much farther than you realize. That place is amazing.
It
I love
is.
That place. That's all very cool. But something we talk about a lot when we're talking about our nonprofits is the investment and how good that feels.
Correct.
And we could talk about it endlessly, but you really got to do it to experience it and know what we're talking about.
That's right.
I don't know that you can always put to words certain feelings, and this is one of those. When you invest in your nonprofits, when you invest with your local community, and knowing that those dollars are staying in the community, knowing how much of an impact it makes, there's few things that feel better than that.
True. I agree.
and you have raffles. As I tell everybody, if you're going to have an event, you better have a raffle attached to it. This area loves raffles.
Yes, they do.
Got to have it. You got a bake sale, a brat fry going on, all of this. And of course, I was a little curious about this one. I have to ask the hard questions sometimes, Danae. This is being hosted, of course, by our Humane Society. Correct. Can we bring an animal down to this?
Absolutely. Bring your pets as long as they're okay on the leash, and we do check rabies vaccinations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, bring your pets.
Got to look out for the other animals, of course. You know, well-behaved animals is certainly appreciated with this one. I will say something that my parents grew up with dogs. They know them a lot better than I do. I didn't grow up with animals. One thing that I didn't realize is how important it is for those dogs to be around other dogs.
Correct.
And them to understand how to socialize and everything.
Absolutely.
Kind of my poor fur brother Sam doesn't know how to be a dog. He really doesn't. He's just the poor little guy. I really think he's human. He thinks he's human.
They do, some of them, when they're the sole pet in the family, they think they're, you know, they're a person. I'm a people. Mm-hmm. But the dogs need the smelling. They need the socialization of other animals for their mental health.
It's really important to do that. Yep. I encourage you to do it. And events like this are a great opportunity for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And be sure to head on over to their website to get registered, swchs.com. Get over there and get registered and check out our newest pet of the week. Denise, who is it?
It is a little cat named Wednesday. She's smaller in stature. She is black with a little white patch on her tummy. She is spayed, microchipped, has all of her vaccinations, but she is 8 years old, so she's getting to be a senior. Mm-hmm. She loves people. She loves other cats. So we think, we haven't put her in a room with us, but she doesn't react poorly around other cats. Loves to snuggle. So if you want an older cat that's black in time for Halloween, come on down.
She looks like a snuggler.
Yeah, she is.
I think this is the first time this has happened. I always like to grab a pet of the week for myself and just to name another animal, to be honest with everybody.
Right.
I don't know if we've ever picked the same one. That's who I was going to pick.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it was fate for Wednesday today.
We are close enough to Halloween for me to wear that kind of thing. A black cat named Wednesday is too perfect. I'm not going to not pick that one. But it also was two different other things. One, giving us a chance to talk about older animals and how important it is to get them into homes and find their forever home and all that. Yes. They deserve that.
They do.
I really think that older animals and older individuals out there really match up perfectly.
They do.
But young kids love animals. Not every young kid needs a puppy.
True.
They got plenty of energy, young kids. They don't necessarily need that always. Right. Giving them an animal like this can oftentimes get them to slow down even a little bit.
Absolutely. That's the idea, hopefully.
And keeping in mind as well that these animals, whether they're 6, 7, 8 years old, can have tons of life and energy in them. They are just as active as young cats, most times.
In good health. They can last up to 20 years old, some cats go.
And so, growing up, my mom is very superstitious. But there are, even for her, certain things that never really made sense, which is wild that you could pick one over the other. Like throwing salt over your shoulder makes sense, but this doesn't. Okay, Pam, all right. But when it comes to black cats or black dogs or anything, she never really bought into that, never really thought much of that. And I think that of all the things that I learned working in shelters, this was the silliest thing I heard.
Agreed.
Was the idea that you wouldn't adopt an animal because of that.
Right.
And especially, so your black cat named Wednesday, that seems pretty good luck to me. That
seems absolutely just like the number 13. All good.
13 has always been really lucky for me.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good number. I like it.
So we're right on track today, James.
Yeah. Find out more about Wednesday, and not only a beautiful cat and a very cute one, but you mentioned snuggler, so there's always that to go along with it. And she, of course, is spayed and has her microchip and everything. So it's good to know all that. Find out more about Wednesday at their website, swchs.com, everybody. Denise, as we're wrapping up, is there anything that we can help out with over there? Anything you need more than other things?
Wet cat food. We always run short on that when we have a lot of kittens in the house, cat litter, and then the sensitive skin and stomach, dog food and cat food.
That's a good one. We haven't gotten to mention that in a while. That's a good one to bring in there. And of course, when it comes to almost anything you're picking up, everybody, if you're able to grab an extra can of food or extra bag of litter or something like that, it goes so much farther than we can really explain.
It does.
We cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. You can drop those things off over at the Humane Society at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call, 715-423-0505. Email them, office@swchs.com. And, of course, check out their Facebook page, like their stuff, share it on your post, on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And be listening every Thursday for another opportunity to hear our Pet of the Week, like Wednesday, with our good friend Denise. Thanks for being here, Denise.
Thanks for having me.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the show. Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. And a big thank you to Denise and Wednesday joining us with our Pet of the Week. Wednesday, our Pet of the Week. And, of course, always good to talk with Denise and our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society. Find out more. Check out their website. Be sure to bookmark it, swchs.com. Get on over there, everybody. I want to dive into some entertainment news with you, Terry. And this is an interesting one. The Emmys go down Sunday night, and all of the nominated series in all categories, America's watched one way more than another. So one of these shows we have watched way more than anything else. And I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest with everybody. They're not going to believe what it is. Survivor. It's up for Outstanding Reality Competition Series, and you may not have even known it was still on the air, which I am raising my hand that I did not know. But it racked up 462.4 million total viewing hours last year.
I know someone who still watches it religiously since season one. It's not me, but I do know somebody who does.
Yeah, there are apparently a lot of people doing this, too. I did not expect that. I did not see that coming. But, you know, it... Look, I have no issue, and I certainly encourage people, like what you like, dislike what you dislike. And you can vent that. You can mention that. I'm not a reality TV person. It takes away jobs from my industry. It hurts my industry. I have my reasons for it. It's not entertaining to me. That's me. I also understand that I don't know everything, and that entertainment is not just about me. People like it. People like it. I mean, if people are enjoying it, I guess so. I will say that in this day and age where, oh, I don't have to be there when it premieres, I can watch it later. Reality shows, sports, events like, award shows and things. These are some of the only ways that you can get people in real time to watch your programming. So I get it. I certainly understand it. And if I'm an advertiser, I really understand it because I can guarantee that people are watching basic cable to watch Survivor or something for that. I get it. I understand all that. What I don't understand is why people are still into it. That's the part I've never understood. But hey, they're into it. They're into it. More power to them. The second most watched show didn't even get half of the viewers, but it was pretty high. The White Lotus, that is probably the new big show.
I don't even know
there.
What that is.
It's an HBO show. I think they're going into their fourth season or something. Okay. Kind of a murder mystery show, one of those. I'm not trying to spoil anything, but giving you a tease of the show. And I've never watched it. I know, but almost every one of my acting friends like are obsessed with it and talk so highly of it. And you got to see it for this performance. And Walter Goggins did this. And,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, I still haven't seen one second of it, but that's because I have no time. White Lotus, which is up for Outstanding Drama Series, had 210.7 million hours of viewing. Outstanding Comedy Series nominee and one of the best comedies I've ever seen, Abbott Elementary, is third with 184.1 million. Great show. And a show that I have been obsessed with since episode one. I just watched the second episode of season five last night at one in the morning or something. Only Murders in the Building is fourth with 159.1 million. And Severance rounds up the top five. So just real quick notes. Obviously, Survivor talked about that. White Lotus, Only Murders in the Building, and Severance are all streaming shows.
Right.
They're all shows. HBO, I know, is a cable network, but HBO Max or whatever they're calling it now and everything is where most people watch most of their content. And very similar, Severance is an Apple show. And that's, you know, okay. Certainly a streaming show. Only Murders in the Building is a Hulu show.
Yeah, well, I watched that on Hulu.
So that's a streaming one, too.
I actually watched that,
so,
James.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm only on, season two, though.
It's good.
No, season three. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not on the current season. I can tell you
it's a fantastic fantastic first couple seasons, but the third season when Meryl Streep joins the cast, it raises everything up
so high. I need to get moving, huh?
Oh, yeah. In Meryl Streep's first episode, episode one, I believe season three, in the first 20 seconds, if all you did was take that of her career and showed it to people, you could say this is one of the greatest actresses of all time and possibly the greatest living actress there is. Actor there is. Meryl Streep is probably the best actor in the game right now. And she proves it in like 20 seconds in the first episode.
That's incredible.
I get goosebumps thinking about it. I've watched that scene like 20 times. It's so good. She is something. It's cool to see Abbott Elementary up in here with, you know, a cable show being kind of up there. But it's also just the way it is now. I'm a little surprised they're not all streaming shows, and I'm a little thankful for it because I'm a person that still believes in cable. I like the cable shows. I like that that medium is still a thing. It's weird to think that it might not be in 10 years or 5 years or something like that, and that all these categories may be streaming
shows.
But
what is Abbott Elementary on?
ABC.
ABC, yeah. So, like, I was going to say, I feel like we get that. So, we have Hulu Live. Mm-hmm. So, we can get it on there.
Which is, so in that regard, in mentioning that, I didn't even think of that, Terry. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. So, all of these shows may be like that, except for possibly Survivor, which I'm sure you can catch that on Hulu, too. That's an ABC show,
I believe. Yeah, because that's on, if you have Live. I don't know if you can watch...
Yeah.
But I think regular Hulu, I don't know this for sure, but I feel like it's all the same. It's just a 24-hour delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, most of those.
You know, so that you can watch your, like, network TV, for lack of a better...
Which, a lot of my students, that's how they watch, that's how they take in content. It may premiere on Wednesday, but for them, their Wednesday is their Thursday. They just assume that they're going to watch it on that Thursday or whatever, and it works for them. I don't know. Emmys are again this Sunday night. Let us know if you're watching. I'm very curious about that one. The Emmys used to be a big deal when we were a kid.
Actually, though, don't you think all award shows were a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't see, I feel like for me, especially being like, you know, teenage girl, like you didn't see celebrities just day to day. So you'd watch that. I mean, you'd see them in whatever they had performed in, but it's just different than now. You just have your supercomputer in your hand where you just are like, oh, blah, blah, you know.
Well, and these celebrities have all have social media accounts, so we know what they're thinking and feeling all the time anyway, most of them. So to your point, and something I've been talking about for a long time, we were the last generation that where award shows really mattered. Like now,
seemingly,
the awards matter to the people getting them and are nominated for them,
but and their most mom.
Yes, absolutely, and their mom. Shout out to moms, but I don't know how much they mean to the masses. It used to really, like, it still means something in the industry to even be nominated for an Oscar. That still can get you into a lot of casting sessions, but I don't know how much longer that's going to last. I don't know that awards mean what they used to, and even something like the Oscar, which is maybe the Heisman of entertainment awards, I don't know that it means what it used to. At least as we go farther and farther along, and award shows especially seem to mean less and less. The show itself is really where the feeling about the award gets, and that's kind of weird to me. But that is how that works, and they kind of did it to themselves with these things. They just assumed in our generation people are always going to watch these, so they didn't work that hard at them. For every Billy Crystal, who is one of the greatest MCs of all time and just rocked everyone he's ever done, there were a lot of award shows where, like, I don't know, who do we got, we'll throw them out there, people are going to watch, it doesn't matter. And doing that year after year, they lost a lot of people, certain award shows, not maybe some of the bigger ones, but I'm interested to see what the ratings will be for that. Lainey Wilson and Jelly Roll are teaming up with Bon Jovi. I don't know if I've had many stories or many headlines I've come across, and I'm like, okay, well, that's a Terry story. I got to save that for her. that combination of words.
I appreciate
Terry,
that because, yeah. You know, usually I think it's probably something a little more strange, so I'll take it.
The legendary rock band just announced a new album called Forever Legendary Edition, which is a re-release of their 2024 album Forever, but it'll feature new collaborations in nearly every track. So that's kind of a cool idea, I think. You're going to come out with a new, you know, your last album, but these songs are all done with new artists and a different light.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it. it, I would think. A longtime listeners will know it's very difficult for me to say nice things about Bon Jovi. It's very difficult. This is one of our divides. According to the band, they reimagined each song with friends and artists they admire. Lainey will join them on I Wrote You a Song and Jelly Roll on Living Proof. But they're not the only country names on the project. The Warren Treaty, who are a fantastic, amazing band. They appear on The People's House. Marcus King helps out on My First Guitar. And Jason Isbell on Waves. Bon Jovi's new album will be out on October 24th. The other guests will include Bruce Springsteen, Avril Lavigne, James Bay, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, lead singer for Def Leppard, and Ryan Tedder, the lead singer of One Republic. Interesting. Very interesting. When you're a band and you are of the ilk of a Bon Jovi or any of these bands that have been around 20, 30 years, and you're I would think to me, they could speak for themselves on this one, obviously, but I would think if you were my place in history is set. I have nothing to prove. I'm doing this because I love to perform. I love to still create music. I still got songs in my head and I got to get them out. Whatever the case might be, in that regard, why not do things like this? Why not just take chances? I loved seeing Johnny Cash and George Jones and so many of these old school singers, these old country singers doing rock songs. We just got done celebrating last year, Dolly Parton doing a rock album. Like, why not? If you got a record producer who's giving you the green light, make the album. Whatever the overhead cost, I think you can make an argument, especially when it comes to music, it's worth it. There are plenty of movies that came out in the 1930s that I still watch. Maybe not plenty, but at least three or four that I can think of. But for most of them, that movies don't hold up all the time. TV shows, very similar. Even less TV shows hold up. There is something about music that it could have came out, and I don't know, when Mozart was making music, and it's still relevant. We're still using it. We're still listening to it. So to me, whatever overhead you're spending on these albums, and granted, it ain't my money, I think you can make it worth it. I think you can say that. How many times does an album that was released in 1979 or something like that, and it gets reimagined or it gets rediscovered by another generation, and all of a sudden it's huge? This happens on the Billboard charts all the time. I think of all the mediums, of all the arts, music is that one where you can make an argument all the time that it's worth making. That's kind of cool.
For sure.
Good on them. Good on them for doing that. I wanted to remind everybody that our WFHR newsletter is going to be popping out in your email box coming up here at noon. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. Big shout out to Melissa and everybody working so darn hard on that newsletter. And some of those same people, like the people in this building, working very hard to collect your recipes. We're putting together a big celebration here for our 85th anniversary. We're building up to it. We did this with our open house and now putting together this cookbook. WFHR for many years put out a cookbook, and something we want to get back to and do again, but we can't do it without you, everybody. We need you to submit your recipes, get them to us however you need to. If you want to stop by and have us take a picture of it, or if you write it out and want to email it to us, info@WFHR.com, or just go jump at WFHR.com and get on and submit your recipe online. You could do it that way too. Basically, however you need to get it to us, we will get it. We will meet you halfway and get that recipe. We've gotten some great submissions already. We want more and more of them, and I cannot think of I know recipes. I was talking to my mom a lot about this because she cannot decide between like 20 of them. I'm like, Mom, you got to pick one or two.
She can do two at least.
That's what I'm telling her.
As long as they're not in the same
area. That's what I was saying. It's exactly what I was saying. Yeah. So like a dessert and a meal or something.
A side or a main dish.
She was telling me how, well, you know, Jimmy, people can sometimes hold these very close to their heart, these recipes and everything, mm-hmm. and they can mean a lot. And we don't take that lightly, certainly. I think this is a great way to say, you know, for me, my nana's, marinara recipe, her Italian sauce recipe, it means the world to me. There may be no recipe that I hold more closer to my heart. Well, here's a way to remember my nana. Here's a way to share her with everybody. Here's a way to share her memory and make her, you know, her recipe even legendary.
But like one of her hitmen aren't going to come and take you out then, right?
Well, I mean, thankfully they're relatives.
Did she say okay?
You know, that's going to be a really awkward family reunion. That's going to be very awkward.
As long as grandma said okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, these are the kind of things we want to share, we want to experience with you and you to experience with our community.
So once the cookbook is done and produced, then what's the plan?
We're going to put it out there for the masses and make bank. No, I'm joking.
So grandma's in. All right.
Yeah. We'll get to those details and stuff, yeah. But we will make sure that people get copies and people have fun with these, and we really want you to be a part of it.
So everybody. It'll be something that'll be for sale?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, well, that's awesome.
One way or another, we're going to get them out there
nice
and get them
gifts.
To people.
That's
and,
a good
and,
gift.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with this. We want you to be a part of it. Encourage you to be listening next week. I think I might be able to. I'll talk to Melissa about this, but we may be able to let everybody know what the cover is going to look like.
Oh,
we got
some art going on.
Yeah, they figured that out right away, and man, they nailed it. They got a great idea. All that coming up for you, and find out more at WFHR.com. Keep in mind, we got all of our shows podcasted over there. Catch up on the Rapids Report and so many of our other great programs over there at WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter, everybody. We will take a break, come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. 80s vibe, of course, when we get Terry in, having some fun today. Big thank you to everybody sticking around, hanging out with us. We've been enjoying that. It's been a lot of fun, everybody. I've had this story for, let me see here. I've had this one since August 13th, Terry. I've had this since August 13th. And just, it's been one of those stories. So, you know, I set this all up beforehand, and sometimes we get talking on a subject a little longer. So maybe a topic that we were going to do, we're not able to, I'll push back. I've been pushing this one back and back and back, and it's finally time. Olive Garden is famous for its endless breadsticks. They're great. They're also very good breadsticks. They're less known for their endless soup. Diehard Olive Garden fans are amped after finding out you can order by the gallon. It literally comes in a bucket. You can order a bucket of Olive Garden's soup. It's never been a secret or anything like that. You just have to order it through their catering menu.
How did you know to save this for me?
Because, I mean, I would say ages ago, Olive Garden came up or something like that. And I just, the tailest of memory had it.
Because I have to tell you, I love, like, one of my daughters, that's her go-to place, right? So if we go.
I didn't know that.
But I am always, always, always soup, salad, breadsticks. Because it's and I love their sat, you know, it's just, it's endless of all three. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, unfortunately, and then I have two bowls of soup, a lot of salad.
Oh, shucks.
But then somehow somebody at one of the locations tipped me off to that because I love their minestrone. Like, I just can't, like, just love it. Like, I love it. Hmm. And so it's so funny because they're like, yeah, you can actually get it to go. And I'm like, oh, well, like a bowl. And they're like, no, you can get like a whole bucket to go. So, yeah. This is good news.
This is, again, it hasn't been a secret. Food and Wine pointed out on Olive Garden's catering portions are they're only available for delivery or to go. So you can you can't just sit in an Olive Garden, drinking your eating your soup. But since food.
Bring your own spoon.
I do like the idea of somebody just sitting at an Olive. They got to be by themselves, just sitting there taking up a booth or
no,
whatever.
No, I don't think we want to be that guy.
Probably not. Food and Wine does this article and brought a lot of attention to this. So now more and more people are doing this, apparently. You can order half gallon or full gallon buckets. Prices vary by location, but they can. But they do cut you a deal for buying your soup in bulk. So there's that.
Nice.
It can be 4 to 5 times cheaper than single servings, around $2.50 a bowl, compared to $12 a bowl if you order the normal menu. A full gallon serves 12 people, so people are using it as a meal planning hack to save money. The one drawback is it doesn't come with breadsticks. So, yeah, there's that. But you'll have to order them separately and pay for them. So you can order breadsticks, though. You can do that.
I mean, what if you go there and you eat, and then you order a gallon to go, but you just put the breadsticks in your purse.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, you got to be. There's got to be some gray area there. You shouldn't.
Sorry, I love that. I'm not putting food in my purse, but I'm I've seen it done. Thought.
I love this. Yes, yeah. We I definitely. Have
anybody
seen
have
that
a
done.
Grandma? You've seen it done.
Exactly, exactly. My Nana, I just would grab those little packets of crackers. Almost everywhere
anything.
We went.
Yes.
Sometimes condiments, sometimes ketchup, but it was mostly grabbing those crackers. And God help her, she'd be serving us like chicken noodle soup or something. There'd be the crackers. They'd be sliding out. Oh, I miss you now. when it comes to something like this, I think this is great for a lot of reasons, but one that I don't know I'm hearing a lot about. So we're seeing a lot of these types of restaurants that were pretty big in the mid-90s and early aughts. The Olive Gardens, TGI Fridays, the Ruby Tuesdays, those more and more of those seem to be going away. Olive Garden is stayed pretty packed. They've been able to stay relevant for the most part. I think doing some of these things and being ahead of that is part of the reason why they have, is they've done this for a long time. And we're a lot of restaurants where we're afraid to let our food out of the building, you know? They have kind of always been that way. My sister worked at an Olive Garden for a while, and that's the only reason I know a lot of this stuff. And they seem to be ahead of the curve on some of that, at least. They were, at least. I don't know. I don't know how well these establishments are doing, to be honest, anymore. I would think they're doing fairly well, and this is part of it. I don't know. You got a type of soup that you go to? A go-to?
Minestrone.
Okay, so it is minestrone.
And it's always that. Mm. My kids remember once, like if we go there sometimes if we're, you know, doing a shopping day or something, we'll go there thinking it's a lighter lunch. It's a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
But they always try like different kinds. And they both really like the chicken and gnocchi. Not me.
I'm not. If I'm having soup, I don't need anything like that.
The Italian wedding sausage one is pretty good.
That's
but
a pretty
it's a
good
little
one.
Spicy. I mean, it's not like overcoming spicy, but it's just not. I just love that minestrone. I don't know.
I feel like with Italian food, and I'm no foodie or anything, but I feel like with Italian food, it's not so much about burning your mouth as it is about adding to what's in the meal already and the ingredients already. You know, a little bit different than maybe some other cultures where they just, it's a lot more about the heat and some of that. So I mentioned this earlier on this day. We remember 9/11. We talk about this and we hold it close in our hearts. I thought one of the ways of celebrating it, I have a quote that I'll be giving you a little bit later, but I want to get more good stories in today than we normally do. And so we go around the world, spinning the globe for good stories, and a family in Texas is celebrating its first baby girl in over a century. Firefighter Michael Sherman and his wife, Jokia, just found out they're having a daughter. Michael's side has only had boys for 108 years.
That is crazy.
That's one of the most wild things I think I've ever heard. The last Sherman girl was his great-great-aunt, Aura. O-R-A-H. Beautiful name, Aura. That's a nice name. She was born in 1917. So his whole family went nuts in the gender reveal. They're due in March and checking to see if they might qualify for a Guinness World Record or something like that.
If they're holding butter.
It's got to have that. You got to add on that little tag on. I really genuinely don't think I've ever heard anything even close to that.
That is super cool.
I've heard all kinds of things where this family has lots of history of having twins, or this family, you know, they have a lot more boys than girls, or girls than boys, but not like where it's that kind of domination, like it's that kind of,
yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And this may be the first time, like I'm pretty sure when this whole gender reveal party thing started, I, like a lot of people out there, didn't see any harm in it. You know, the first couple, the cake is blue or green when you cut into it or whatever. Yeah. That's kind of cool. That's fine. They seemed very much about the family, and they just happened to be recording it. Once they started being about the recording, once it started being about the, you know, the gram and everything, it started to get a little old for a lot of us. And then, somebody died during one of these. So, that should have ended the whole thing.
Yeah, some of them are just weird.
This may be the only time where I've ever heard of this, and it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would make a pretty big deal of that, too.
You know, it's funny. It's no secret I'm a baker, right? But, one time someone, like a friend of a friend, said, would you make my gender reveal cake or cupcakes or whatever? And I'm like, sure. And they're like, but are you, you're not going to tell anyone. I'm like, I don't even like really know you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, you want the service or you don't. Like, I mean, I'm happy to make it, but I'm also like, don't worry, I'm not going to put up a billboard the day before your party. Yeah. You know, it just was kind of funny. Like, they were so worried I was going to leak.
Well, I would feel like that's one of those times where you really don't have to say the thing that you know. It's just, I mean, it's pretty common. I would think that, yeah, you're not going to go to the Associated Press and be like, hey, the Kavanaughs are going to be having a girl.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I don't know why I said Kavanaughs. I don't know where that came. I could have said Smith. I could have said so many names.
Don't leak.
I'm sorry. Sorry to the Kavanaughs. A waitress. I don't know. I've never known a Kavanaugh in my life. A waitress near Vancouver, British Columbia, interrupted her shift last Thursday to jump in the ocean and save a baby raccoon.
Oh.
Sometimes, like, I always, we talk about this a lot. Don't just read headlines, read articles, everybody. But every once in a while, there's a headline where I'm like, I don't want to know almost anymore. I want my imagination to just take over and imagine all of this. So this lady, this waitress, she heard it screaming and saw it go under and didn't hesitate. Then after she saved it, she went back to taking orders. You went right back to work.
Okay, I get the vision of the Buddy the Elf when the raccoon goes.
Yeah, you know? That's what would happen to me.
I can't imagine that a raccoon that's drowning is like really, you know, being kind to whoever's saving them.
I have in my folder here like so many good stories just sitting there waiting to get to them. And so many of them are officers or firefighters or different people of that world saving deer on the ice or something like that. And I don't think that I think it's been normalized so much we don't highlight it enough. But one of the parts that we don't talk about enough of it is the animals are not in on this necessarily.
Well, like, and don't you just get like this rabid,
yeah,
you know, like.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't get what's going on.
Their brains don't work like ours. Like they're not necessarily thinking of that. They may be even thinking, why are you getting in my way, human? Like, I'm trying to get out of the ice here. The Associated Press did a story on a couple in Pennsylvania who borrowed $1 million to save the world's oldest drive-in movie theater. Schenkweiler's Drive-In opened near Allentown, Pennsylvania in 1934. It was America's second drive-in theater, the very second one ever built in this state, in this country. The first opened in New Jersey a year before that, but didn't last. It got demolished in 1940. Lauren McChesney met her husband, Matt, when he tore her ticket at a different drive-in he managed back in 2018. They got married. That is so darn romantic.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Aww.
They got married the next year and wanted to build a new one, a new movie theater. Then they heard about Schenkweiler's was being torn down. They pooled their savings, borrowed another million, and bought it in 2022. They saw their investment was paid off. They're open Thursday through Sunday. They charge $13 for adults, $9 for kids, and they are making a profit. They are finishing
that
in the black.
Sweet.
They are doing well. So America's second oldest drive-in theater is still alive and well and kicking and doing good in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Very cool.
That's awesome. We'll have more good stories for you. We'll talk about our schedule and get an update from the United Way when we come back on The Morning Show.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Thank you to the best listeners in radio hanging out with us for the last couple of hours. We'll take you to the top of the hour. Coming up, nothing but great programming from Civic Media. We'll be looking forward to some of that. And, of course, looking forward to our schedule today. We got a great one lined up for you. Join us for the Rapid Support. Got a couple of wonderful guests joining us in studio. Our good friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW Division of Extension Wood County, going to be with us. Love talking to Janelle. I learn stuff every time she is here.
Yeah, there is definitely always something to learn.
She is just a wonderful guest. And we get to talk to our great friend, Kathy and Pat McGrath. We're going to discuss the monarch migration and give an update on her monarch project. Appreciate Kathy.
How nice.
So much of what Kathy does in our community and everything, and her coming on the air with us and hanging out and everything. We really appreciate her.
Also a reading mentor.
Yes.
For us.
She's really good at that too, by the way. So good at what she does there. All that coming up for you.
of course, we will have also coming up for you a little bit later today right here at 97.5 FM, the Luke Fickell Show. Join us at 7:05 for the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. Hear what he's got to say about last week's victory, kind of getting back in the win column, or getting in the win column again and getting things right maybe with the ship a little bit more as they're trying to change up this offense and, you know, in real time while also taking on Alabama this Saturday. That's going to be a challenge. That's going to be an interesting one. I hope so much that that is a competitive game. I really do. It's going to be kind of an interesting one, that's for sure. And we will have it for you right here this Saturday. Our pregame kicks off at 9 a.m. Your Wisconsin Badgers at Alabama. As long as I'm talking sports, remind you that Playmakers is on 4 to 5 tomorrow on 105.5 WIRI. We'll be your tailgate for great high school football. 6:50 pregame, Wautoma at Nakusa. Mike, Randy, and Seth are going to cover that one for you. It's going to be good. Going to be good, Terry. Looking forward to all of this and so much more going on here at WFHR and WIRI. Wanted to get an update from the United Way before we wrap up, Terry, and just remind everybody that it is go time. It is campaign season. So much going on with you guys.
Yes, we are actively fundraising right now for our annual campaign, which goes on really kind of till the end of the year. I mean, we try to wrap it up by mid-November, and we have our sweepstakes drawing. So when you donate a dollar a week, so $52 a year, you qualify for our sweepstakes, which, you know, makes it kind of fun to have an opportunity to win. We have five $1,000 cash prizes. If you're already a donor at a dollar a week, if you increase by another 50 cents, so $26, you get double entry. So that makes it pretty awesome too. So we definitely want to, you know, thank our sponsors of the sweepstakes. And really the idea is to encourage everybody to, if everyone gives a little, you know, we can make a huge impact. Our sweepstakes sponsors are Aspirus Health, Amplify Health by Gunderson, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. So, you know, certainly want to call them out. And I might have said that backwards. It might be Williams Plumbing and Heating now that after I said it, that I'm like, wait a minute, I turned that around.
She's doing all this at the top of her head.
So, you know, we certainly thank them and encourage you to get involved. Every dollar raised local stays local. You know, there's a lot of really important things about this. When you make a donation to United Way, you're impacting almost 40,000 people. Yeah. Of course, there's some duplication because someone might receive two services, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the year. But really, if you just stop and think about the impact of that and the need that we are able to meet by the community coming together and rising for our friends, family, and neighbors that are in need. Next Wednesday is our annual United Way Day at McDonald's. We invite you to join us there as well. That's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. here in Wisconsin Rapids. Portion of the proceeds get donated to the campaign.
Looking forward to that. We'll be talking of it up, and be sure to stop by over at McDonald's and get some of the best tasting McDonald's you'll ever have for United Way Day at McDonald's next Wednesday, 7 to 7. You can go ahead and impact your United Way. I do want to go back to the sweepstake winners just for a second, because I love that when you're able to share the winners and the pictures never get old.
Yeah, isn't it fun?
And this individual or person out there, the fifth winner that you had last year that donated it back to the United Way, and how cool that is.
Yeah, it was cool.
Awesome. That's really nice. That's,
you know,
really
a really sweet. Longtime donor, and he's like, I don't need it. You guys, you know, you guys put it to use. So then it just gets absorbed back into the campaign, right? Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, mm-hmm. so it's used for programming. So, you know, we certainly are appreciative of that. But I will say we don't go into or offer the sweepstakes with that in mind, you know, certainly. Thinking that people are going to donate it back. But when it does happen, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And just that individual knows who they are. I wanted to highlight them and thank
absolutely.
Them. Absolutely. Encourage you to find out more. Sign up for Day of Caring. Make sure that your friends, family, neighbors, anybody that needs their lawn mowed. That's a side gig that I have with Michael. If you need it raked, please go ahead and reach out to the United Way and find out. And of course, get your teams together. Or if you're just an individual and you'd like to be with a team, or if you want to do it by yourself, we'll take everybody. We want all our community to come together for a Day of Caring, help out, and get these lawns raked. Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them.
Otherwise. And if you need your lawn mowed. James is
I'll do it. My God, I cannot even imagine how many lawns I've mowed in my life since I was 10 at
least. Speaking of, I got to go mow mine at the office when I'm done here.
I'll go do it. I'll do it. I'll get it. Right. I don't mind. So we did have some other good stories I wanted to get to and other good things going on in our community. Like our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is still alive and well, doing good until October 11th, everybody. So every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 1, get on downtown 220 First Avenue South. You can't miss it.
You know, I do shop the booths, and I'll go for vegetables. My husband has a garden, and I'll go for stuff, but I'm not going to lie. The hook for me is the egg rolls.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good. Yeah.
Like, I just, oh.
I love them. Yeah.
I can't even get home. Like, I'll just get to the car and eat them.
Yeah. Check them out. Get some of those and enjoy and support our local ag industry, our local vendors. Be a part of our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market every Thursday and Saturday. Our great friends over at McMillan Memorial Library have their concert series going strong, and they've got some really good acts coming up. We had them in the other day. We were talking about Pony Folk and the John Gordon Orca concert, and coming up on October 2nd, Medusa is going to be there. A really interesting band. Encourage you to look out more about them. And I bring all this up in part to remind you as well that there are every day there is something going on over at McMillan Library. So, you know, get on over to your local library and support the good things that they're doing over there.
Great resource.
Our great friends at Focus, they have their neighborhood meals available every Thursday at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. That's beautiful Sparhawk building, and a shout out to Sparhawk sharing the building with Focus. We appreciate them. Meals are served on Thursdays, 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room opens about 4:15. Make sure to spread the word. Anybody in this community that could possibly be hungry will want them to know about this event. And let's be honest, we're all Midwesterners. We understand how we are. We don't ask for help half the time. So more than likely, there's somebody that's struggling with this that you don't even know they are. So just mention these things in conversations. Make sure people know about them. You just never know who it might impact.
And you can always call 211 to learn about these programs, or the help guide that we offer that's out in the community. Sometimes it just is nice to just hand that off to somebody to just say, you know, hey, if you find yourself needing anything, or you or anyone you know needs something, it's just a subtle helper.
It's a really good way to do that. That's a very smooth way to do that. Wisconsin Rapids VFW Community Blood Drive happening over at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids, going on tomorrow from 9 to 1. All you superheroes out there, we are calling on you. If you can donate, we greatly appreciate you doing so. Promotion, everyone who donates receives a limited edition OP shirt while supplies last. Opa! Great. That's great. I love it. Now, they do prefer appointments if you can make them. 877-232-4376. 877-232-4376. You can also visit them at versity.org. Big thank you to our VFW.
I love how you put the Italian spin on it.
I couldn't help
it. It's like Charlie Barron's Midwesterner, and you're putting the Italian on it.
I cannot help it. I don't know what's wrong with me and my tongue.
You're bouncing out of your seat.
Couldn't help it. I don't know.
I love it.
There's no explanation for it. going on 9 years, I've been able to do this show. Every 9/11, I have mentioned this quote because I feel like it encompasses this day and this moment in time so well. And I go to John Stewart for it. Quote, "The reason I don't worry about society is 19 people knocked down two buildings and killed thousands. Hundreds of people ran into those buildings to save them. I will take those odds every day." Remember today, carry on with this day. Let's make sure to be the good out there. Let it not take something like this to bring us together. Remember what it was like in this country at that time, how together we were. We can get back to that, everybody, and we can have that every day. Be good to each other out there. Terry, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
And talk to you soon and later.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.